answer the next question.
What other networks could you reach? Which other individuals or collectives could you work with on this? What if communities exist that are waiting to connect with you? If only they knew about you and the meaningful change you're going to ignite. The vision, if it is true and successful and has legs, will help some people first. It must. That seems to be true to me. The collective may be very, very varied. I would want it to be very varied. People from all sorts of different walks of life. That's my gut feeling. I would want a very varied collective. That feels very true to me. But in almost, not contradiction, but in contrast to that, I equally like the idea that some people would benefit from this very quickly because they are the people who are in dire straits, in emergency.
So as you stand at that summit of your vision and look out at a collective that's assembling by virtue of where you know you could start, and then who those people could reach, and now what other networks that you may not have considered that may actually represent communities that will respond, but are waiting, they're in wait. So all of those combined, as you stand at the summit for that perspective, what do you see as a collective?
I saw a market square.
Lovely.
And I know how I got there. It's the mix of home, Nottingham.
Yeah, you have a market square.
It's called the old market square. So the idea
different
of
different ages, children, yes, parents, yes, elderly, all coming together,
yes, that's
right?
That's right. Incredibly powerful. Yeah. And a real moment of democracy in action, embodied.
Embodied.
Yeah. When you said that, I thought the marketplace, not one particular marketplace, but just as an image of people moving around,
gathering,
a lot of energy, a lot of noise, chatter.
Very vibrant.
Vibrant. That's a great
really word. Really lovely, safe place, incredibly diverse because everybody's bringing different things to the market and they're all perhaps all there for different reasons, and a real
beautiful
chatter of people
around
the place. I really like that.
And the opposite, the contrast here, and where we've had these conversations, the current state, isolation, alienation, dismay, not vibrant, not diverse.
That's right.
Now, back to you one last time on that summit and seeing your collective take form as a market square. With all that you described, the diversity, the vitality, the vibrancy, the chattering, do you feel any difference with view to igniting your meaningful change?
Yeah, I'm wondering if we haven't stumbled together on a first answer, a sketch of what that new form of organization is in some way.
Tell me more.
There is something about the market, you know, marketplace for ideas. Whatever we feel about the economy and whatever our views on capitalism and however far to the left or the right we are, I would like to think we can agree, certainly within Europe, because I think it's part of an ancient tradition here, but I'm sure that Canadians and Americans would recognize this as well. There's something very noble and simple about a market where people come together to present what they've done.
And what is a market but an exchange.
Yes, a meeting place and an exchange.
Yeah. So not just, of course, a financial exchange. It is a connection.
Right.
It's a forum
for
exchange.
Yes, yes.